The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
He's breathing. So I don't have to take him to emergency yet. But this friend who shall rename nameless, Big Fatty, said, accept gifts graciously. Don't say you shouldn't have. So I'm not going to say that, even though I said before I even got it, you shouldn't have. I love you, Moose P. I loved you before you got me presents, and I want you to know that. And I love you after you got me presents, and I can't believe how unbelievably generous and kind you are.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This friend who shall rename nameless.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1163 of the BFO for Thursday, the 12th of July, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got a list, and guess what else Big Fatty has got? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, confusions. Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. I was listening to the Hump Day little show, and y'all, I called y'all. Hang on one second. I called y'all. I said, hello, Slurpees, and y'all, that I never told you why you were Slurpees, and y'all, not a single soul, not even that crazy Mexican Hat M, asked me why you were Slurpees. Big Fatty, we figured it was just something vulgar. Move forward. Y'all, it's because the Hump Day show was the 7-Eleven show. Big Fatty, that's quite clever, 7-Eleven Slurpees. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, excuse me one second. I've got to pick up something. Y'all, I got a message on the e-letter at the coal mine saying, Big Fatty, you got a package, but we'll deliver it to you. And y'all, I got that on Tuesday, I think. It may have been before that. I don't know. But anyway, but y'all, I kind of forgot about it because I expected them to deliver it. And y'all, then when I got that package from that Kimber... Beaver, yes, sir, y'all, that's why your confusions today, y'all. Miss Beaver, she's kerfuffled, y'all, because of that card that the Rambo Reed sent me. Y'all remember that one, don't you?
Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Big Fatty, we don't need to hear it again. Y'all, you know, he wished me a happy exiting of the birth canal. Well, y'all, it is not. It is not Big Fatty's exiting of the birth canal. But, of course, Miss Beaver immediately went into action, y'all. Immediately went into action and got me that pussy-scented bath soap. And the emergency undergarment. And, y'all, I just... It is not... my exiting of the birth canal, y'all. And y'all, then to top it all off, y'all. Well, guess what?
Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the package that Kim Beaver sent was not the same package as the one that I got the notice for. And y'all, I'm a little worried. I am just a little worried because I finally just went to double check to make sure that they were the same package. And y'all, I've been expecting something in the mail, but y'all, it usually comes to my coal mine post office box. But y'all, so I went by and checked on it, and y'all, sure enough, there's a box over there, and y'all, on the side of the box, which has been sitting there for 2 days, was a sticker that says, refrigerate, do not freeze. Well, y'all, I can assure you, it hadn't been frozen. So y'all, I've had a box sitting in a hot warehouse waiting for me to come pick it up. So y'all, I can only imagine. Okay, I see. All right. Well, y'all, it's in a. Oh, it. Y'all, it is my cholesterol medicine. Poor McGranny, you're silly. You're just silly. And. Here, I thought it was some more confusion. Big Freddy, it is confusion, but it's confusion on your part. So, all right, well, thank you to my prescription mail order house for sending me my prescription medicine. Poor McGranny. Okay, so y'all, it is, let me repeat again. It is not Big Fatty's celebration of exiting the birth canal, but y'all, guess who? Guess who is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal soon, y'all? On the 9th. The 9th of August, y'all, is that Dr. Stone? Y'all, I hope you'll get your cards in the mail. Y'all, I'm sure you can write that Live It Up a little show and ask about it. But y'all, guess what else is celebrating an anniversarium? Y'all, it's spam. It is spam. Big Freddy, I hate it when my inbox is filled with that. No, not that kind, the spiced ham kind. Y'all, 1937, the birth of spam luncheon meat in the United States. George A. Hormel and Company awards $100 to the brother of a company executive in a contest to name a combination of spiced and ham. Y'all, it goes into production. The production doubles between 41 and 45 to supply 15 million cans weekly to Allied soldiers in WW2. More than 100 million pounds total are shipped overseas. 1947, Hormel Girls, a 60-member performance troupe, tours across the U.S. of A. Y'all, I wonder if they had a spam jingle, kind of like the Cluckin' Chickens jingle. Monty Python spam comedy sketch is televised. It features two diners trying to order breakfast from a menu that includes spam in almost every dish. The word spam is spoken more than 130 times. 71, y'all, the new family traditions are spam with cheese and spam flavored with hickory smoke. 1974, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Big Freddy from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. 1986, 25% less sodium spam debuts. 92, Hormel launches the Spam Burger hamburger campaign. 98, spam products become part of the Smithsonian collection. No, 2001, Spam Museum opens in Austin, Minnesota. Y'all, has anyone ever been to the Spam Museum? Y'all, I'd love to hear from you if you have. 2004, about time, Spam with Bacon. 2007, 7 billion cans of Spam and counting. 2012, 75th anniversarium celebrated with two new limited edition flavors, the jalapeno and the black pepper. Excuse me, the black pepper. So, y'all, while Big Fatty was out today at lunchtime, y'all, guess where I went? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went by the Vonsies. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had the good coffee on sale, but y'all, I bought me a can of Spam. I got the 25% less. No, I got the Spam Light, I think. It'll be here on the what do you call this, the receipt? Let's just see here. Spam Light, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was on sale. Saved 43 cents on that. But y'all, I had to get a couple of cards. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the good codon blue. The chicken codon blue without all the breading, it's just the herbs on there. And y'all had the apple snack on sale and everything. And y'all, I spent $48.85. But y'all, I saved $23.92. And y'all, I am very proud of that. Anyway, yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, I'm looking forward to having some Spam and eggs. And well, for Big Fatty, it'd be Spam and egg whites. Because y'all, do you like the Spam? Because Big Fatty enjoys it, y'all. But you gotta cook it. You gotta fry it up. Give it some color. You don't want it to turn black, but you do want it to get crispy. Well, maybe not. Well, crispy on the outside, but you still want it to be spammy on the inside. Big Fatty, spammy on the inside. That sounds like you. Y'all, later on tonight, you know, the Big Brother is debuting, and y'all, I have seen a leak. Big Fatty, we saw one too. Did you get some newspaper? I know who the returning players are. Ooh, y'all, that is some of the last of the chicken wings. Quite frankly, I'm not real impressed. Big Fatty, it sounds like your predictions were wrong. Well, you'll find out. But y'all, speaking of the Big Brother, y'all, I've canceled the Glass House. Y'all, it's just awful. It's just, and y'all, how often do you hear Big Fatty say that a quiz program is just awful? Y'all, it's just awful. So, anyway, I don't know. Y'all, I want to remind you, Big Fatty, you don't need to remind him, you just let Pat Geit do it.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth. Help your BFO get equal podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, delurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read out loud on the little show. The BFO census, we're counting on you.
Dear Gussie, now y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, I told you about the lurker Amy. And y'all, how she had decided to de-lurk and that she was thinking about coming to Pride 48. Well, y'all, right after I finished recording the little show, y'all, I had an e-letter from her. She's coming to Vegas for Pride 48. She's staying over at the Excalibur. So that's going to be lovely. And she listens to several Pride 48 shows. So, Amy, we're looking forward to hearing from, seeing you and meeting you. Y'all, Jim from Wilmington, Massachusetts, I met him and his hubby down there at the G'day's podcasting dinner at the Wave Restaurant. And, y'all, he wasn't listening to the little show back then, but he's listening now. And, y'all, he has sent Big Fatty a recipe that I'm going to share with y'all on an upcoming a little show. But, y'all, he has requested the BFO Census. That's lovely.
The BFO Census. We're counting on you.
Yeah, guys, see, y'all, I don't feel like I gave Timmy Sims' gold finger thing at Spot and Big Fatty proper do yesterday. So, y'all, it is the 00 Gold Fatty with Love Octo Timmy. And, y'all, I could use a little Love Octo Timmy. I wish he'd come to the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty was celebrating Beautician's Day. Y'all, I don't really know what the hell that means. But Big Fatty is beautiful, and that Kim Beaver would agree with that. By the way, y'all, did I mention that Kim Beaver did verify that the soap and underpants were from her? Yes! Y'all, Big Fatty celebrated Sunglasses Day, and y'all, that's Big Fatty's got on a leather jacket and some kind of, I don't know what kind of hat that is. And then there's old Ben, speaking of lesbians, there's Big Fatty celebrating Paul Bunyan Day. Big Fatty, is there something wrong with your toes or something? Bunions? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I gotta say, I've gotten quite a few more requests for the long form. And y'all, we are going to start reading the responses to the long form soon. Yes, Big Freddy. I do want to say a couple of things about the census. Y'all, it is for everybody to participate in. Whether you're a longtime listener or a lurker or a new listener or the Vons, yo, 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 who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, do you think she's requested the long form? No, Big Freddy, too busy, much too busy watching those cruise videos of other people, y'all. Anyway, but y'all, it is for everyone, and y'all, this includes Mexico. Mexican, I am especially interested in the Mexicans participating in the census, y'all. And now, do you think I've heard from Stephen the Uck? No! Do you think I've heard from that not? No! Do you think I've heard from that Michael in Stuttgart? No! Y'all, I did. I did get the long form back, though, from that Kim Beaver. And, y'all, there was a very unfortunate spelling error in her message to me. And, you know, because, y'all, you know, Big Fatty wants you to say in the message, you can count on me. Well, y'all, in the message back from that Kim Beaver to Big Fatty, and the word count, the letter O was missing. So, y'all, you can just think through that. Big Freddy, that's vulgar but appropriate. And anyway, y'all, speaking of Kim Beaver, y'all remember I'm putting together a package to send over there to the Faroe Islands at the end of the month. And so, y'all, if there's anything you want sent to that Kim Beaver, please send it to Big Fatty, and I'll be happy to include it. Unless, of course, it's a 50-pound rock. And then, y'all, you're shit out of luck. You just shit out of luck on that one. Well, there was something else I was going to say. What was it about Mexicans? Was it about Kim Beaver? Was it about what? Big Fatty, it just shut it down. It doesn't get any better. It just doesn't get any better. Y'all, I really don't remember what I was going to say, but it was very important. Something about the Mexican. No, is it Mexicans? Is it no? It was, I talked about that. Y'all, I don't have any fucking idea what it was. Big Fatty, imagine that! You're as bad as old Vonzi, you know, it just don't get any better. In fact, Vonzi, we know it doesn't get any better for you. Can you give us a vocal representation as to how you would describe Big Fatty?
This friend who shall remain nameless or rename nameless.
Oh, it's just so sad. So sad.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.